You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
And it's MLB.com Extras, the Cincinnati Reds edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Mark Sheldon. And, Mark, the Reds continue to confound. You know, opened the season with that sweep of the Pirates. They nearly swept the Brewers in a four-game series, and yet the scuffles are well noted. Who are the Cincinnati Reds? What are they going to be this year?
That's a great question. It's going into the season, they were a bit of a team of mystery just because they were underrated. They weren't expected to be big challengers in the division, and they had some question marks offensively and with their bullpen on the back of their rotation. And they really, after some nice moments, like you mentioned, the opening of the season against the Pirates, the trip against the Brewers, they've kind of been a bit of a mystery. They aren't hitting well overall, although some guys are certainly doing well individually. And their bullpen's still very much in flux. It's a bit of a, inconsistent between the starter and Aroldis Chapman. But at least the fourth guy in the rotation, Anthony Descalfani, is certainly shown up and pitched pretty well. So I think some things remain to be seen before we figure out who the Reds are. They're near the very end of a stretch of all division opponents, and then maybe we'll see what happens after that.
That's got to be really frustrating, I would think, for them. Every team. I mean, I feel like teams that, you know, win 100 games in the year almost will go through a stretch where they're not at their best. They struggle a little bit, drop some games. But to start the season in that way and to have it all be in division, I feel like that can just be a double whammy.
It can be, but they have to face these teams eventually. I mean, I think in a way they're certainly not in bad shape. They're not out of the race by any stretch. They're not in the kind of hole Milwaukee's in right now. I think this is certainly something that could be overcome with a good week or two. I mean, you would never know that this early season kind of slump happened if they have a good start to the month of May, or have a good series against Milwaukee and then Atlanta. So there's plenty of baseball left. They have that going for them. But they just definitely need to get some guys at the plate to figure some things out. Jay Bruce right now is in a pretty good funk. But on the other hand, guys like Joey Votto and Zach Cozart have been hitting really well.
Yeah, help me understand the offensive thing, because, you know, a cursory look at the numbers shows, you know, Votto with six bombs, Frazier's hit five out, they're driving in runs, see a handful of guys with pretty decent on-base percentages. You know, Brian Payne is getting on, doing the job behind the plate. Why aren't they scoring runs? What's the problem?
Well, the biggest problem is a lot of their scoring is coming with solo home runs or not a whole lot of guys on base. Right now they're in a pretty tight funk with runners in scoring position, and they're not taking very good at-bats when they're in those situations. Right now, as of we're talking right now, they're 0 for the last 23 with runners in scoring position. They haven't had a hit with that situation since Wednesday when Joey Votto did it in the first inning at Milwaukee. So it's something they really got to improve on. Jay Bruce is kind of talking about how he's not finishing at-bats well right now, and he should be getting himself in better situations and better counts. He's finding himself a couple of days ago in 0-2 counts in a key situation, and then he's got to swing defensively, and that's not going to be good for him. And they just got to find better ways. Brandon Phillips, who's actually collecting some hits, he's hitting .269 as the cleanup hitter, but he's not getting any extra base hits. His slugging percentage is exactly .269, and that's right now he's the fourth hitter because Devin Mesoraco has been out. And right now their lineup is missing a key ingredient. Mesoraco they were counting on, and they had him in the cleanup spot originally, and Phillips hitting seventh, and that lineup, when you looked at it going in, was a really nice lineup. It really had some length to it, and they could do some things. They had some run producers in it throughout, and right now they're missing a big one, and it's kind of hurting them a little bit.
The Mesoraco thing's a little confounding too. Why wasn't he put on the DL? I mean, it seems like he's just been taking up a spot for a long time now.
It's a good question. It's been asked a lot, but the answer from Brian Price as of right now is that he can still hit and run without any issue, and therefore he can be a pinch hitter and serve in that role and get in the bat every now and again. Now, I'll say that he's a very expensive pinch hitter with a four-year, $28 million contract. But right now, I feel like that he can still do his rehab but still be a contributor as a off-the-bench bat. They haven't tried him at catching yet. At some point, they want to get him in the crouch and try catching a bullpen session for a pitcher. But he's not there yet. But as of now, they're at least saying that he can't do any more damage to it just by hitting. So, but I also wonder if they could have a guy that can come off and come up from the minor leagues that could play multiple positions, because they haven't really been burned yet by the lack of a flexibility there. Because if they run out of players later in the game and they need someone to play multiple positions, they're not going to have that guy right now with Mesoraco on the bench.
What about Marlon Byrd? What are you seeing with him? The strikeout numbers are large. The overall numbers are terrible. He's 37 years old. Is there a little bit of concern about what's going on in left field? Is there an option there that they think they might be able to use at some point? Because that's ultimately going to be untenable, I would think.
There's no option right now. The general consensus is Marlon Byrd last year was a 25 homer, 80 RBI guy, and the year before that he hit, I think, in 20 home run range. And they don't think that in one offseason that all goes away. Obviously, this isn't a very good start. He had a very good spring training, so this wasn't what the club was expecting to start his regular season, but they're going to stick with him. He's been playing decent enough on defense. He's not the only guy that's struggling, but they're far from looking at alternatives right now. And they don't really have a guy in the minor leagues that's ready to come up, in the sense like a Jesse Winker is still in AA, and it's not time yet, and they're not in that mode yet, obviously, or may not be in that mode at all this year. But right now they're going to ride it out with Marlon Byrd.
All right, well, let's look at some positives. You know, I mean, look, the team's a couple of games under 500. You can point out a lot of warts. So in some respects, they're probably in good shape to be at 8-10 at this point. Gotten some decent starting pitching from guys like Desclafani and Cueto. And recently, Cingrani. Tony Cingrani is back in the bullpen. What's his status? How are they going to use him?
Yeah, Cingrani came in on Sunday. He threw two very nice scoreless innings with a few strikeouts, and he looked really good. It was actually his first time he pitched since April 14th, when he only pitched a third of an inning in that game. So he really hasn't been used a lot. They really wanted to kind of keep him fresh for potential long relief situations. But then, they were kind of spiting their own current situation, where their veteran relievers in the late innings were really scuffling. Kevin Gregg has not been very good. Burke Badenhop has not been very good lately. And they got to the point where Price is saying, it doesn't matter what the situation is, I have to use the guy that's throwing the best. And Cingrani had a nice little outing on Sunday. And I think going forward, they might use him in higher leverage situations. And he's a guy that can throw some heat. He's left-handed. He can face guys from both sides of the plate. And he's good for one or two innings. So I think he might be the next guy that gets a chance. They've tried Gregg. They've tried Badenhop. They've tried Jumbo Diaz. J.J. Hoover's been pretty good. He had one not-so-good outing, but he's been pretty good overall. But I think you're going to see now that maybe Tony Cingrani's chance to get a look at the seventh and eighth inning.
Do they have some depth at AAA, AA? They think they might be able to exploit at some point if they need to?
For the bullpen?
Yeah.
I mean, they do have some more guys. And one of the guys they're kind of waiting on to see what happens is Sam LaCure, who's a veteran. He's off the 40-man roster. They kind of was a tough move for them to make at the very end of camp. They felt like his fastball command wasn't there, and they kind of maybe missed his veteran presence a little bit. He was a guy that was really kind of a glue guy out of that bullpen, even when he wasn't pitching well. And when he was pitching well, he was twice as good to have around. And I think if his command can get better with his fastball, and they keep getting decent reports, he might be the guy they want to have called up, because they kind of just miss his presence a little bit. But right now they're not ready to make that move.
Homer Bailey's made a couple of starts, come back. How's he look?
I saw his first outing, and he admitted he was a little rough around the edges. I didn't see a second outing. I wasn't on the team with the team that day. But so far they seem like he's pretty pleased about where he should be after having the surgery and going through a rehab, kind of the rehab process he went through in spring training. They're going to give him a little bit of an extra day break. They flip-flopped the rotation because of the rain out on Saturday. They decided not to skip anyone, but what they did was they're having Johnny Cueto pitch on his regular rest on Tuesday, and instead of Bailey pitching on Wednesday, they're going to use Mike Leake. So then Bailey will throw Thursday on basically 6 days rest. So he's getting two extra days, and they think that's going to be a good move for him.
Well, they could be in a pretty nice spot right now. You know, you get the Brewers for three. That team certainly has been scuffling. And then it's off to Atlanta, the beginning of a long road trip. But, you know, all things considered, Reds might not be in a terrible spot right now. Mark, great stuff as always. We'll check in again next week.
Okay.
All right, Mark Sheldon, MLB.com Extras, Cincinnati Reds edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.